reunion every year. We'd have this Wison reunion first Sunday in June this year. And so we try to keep all the new marriages and new births and deaths that occur during that year. We try to collect all of that and make a copy, enough copies of it, just make a sheet and type some to have for everybody that wants one of these, and they can just get one of them and put it in the book, you see, just put it in there loose, because we can't put it with like the sheets that's in there. Mm-hmm. And then in a few years, if somebody wants to make a new book, well, that'd be up to them.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Mrs. Cook told me that you have some records in the library. Is that where you keep any of the records?
We sent one of these up there.
I see.
One of these up to the library.
It'd be nice if you could encourage other people to, by your example, to do the same thing, because I think there's developing an interest in the past that this country didn't used to have, and it'd be fine if you could encourage others to.
Mama says there's a limit to that, though. I've been trying to get her to go on and do the family, which is her maiden name.
I
and,
see.
She says that she has too many related, but fairly. Too many weeds came to this immediate area about the same time to sift them out, the early bunch that came in.
That would be awfully hard to make people.
And I just don't know them that well to know. We don't have any record anywhere, and I don't know anybody that can get it for me. Now, there was.
Where did they come from?
Georgia. Stone Mountain, Georgia was where most of the. And now there was one man from Pittsburgh, Texas that got a lot on the but he still didn't get it enough that I could take it and do much with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out there at Pittsburgh one time and he to see some of his work, and he just had cartons of it stacked up there and some of them. But you sure enough have to take that and study to get all of it straight
you have to
enough.
Weed it down to this point.
Right.
This
right.
is a well organized book. You'll have to hand the author on that. I mean, Sam Brewster, credit for putting a lot of work into the weeding back down on it. It's not just a collection of data.
Well organized. I think this young lady had a lot to do with that.
Well
in getting all of this here, well, I did with the ones that I got to help me. And then, of course, his wife was one that was doing all the type work for him. Then I think he had his secretary at the college to get it ready to send to the printers. Then he got it printed in Provo and had them bound in Salt Lake City.
I see.
And
it's a handsome volume, it really is.
He had a rather big job with the church out there. He was in charge of all the grounds and buildings of the educational grounds and buildings of the Mormon Church, which is a pretty fair little order. It's not just that in that area they've all over the world they have. So he's running around all over doing architectural work.
I'm interested.
He's an architect.
Are you folks Mormons or
no?
We're Methodists and Presbyterian and Baptists.
I didn't realize that they hired outside the church.
He was Methodist, but he fit right. He was one of the.